Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me pleasure to address this conference, which is a welcome opportunity for the international community to forge a strong coalition in support of the UN Secretary General's plan of action on preventing violent extremism. I convey the global parliamentary community's support for this plan. The IPU and its member parliaments fully endorse the call for a comprehensive approach encompassing not only essentially security-based counterterrorism measures, but also systematic preventive steps to address the drivers of violent extremism. The IPU is determined to play an active role in the implementation of this plan of action. Within the time allotted to me, may I just highlight a couple of ways in which the IPU and the global parliamentary community will contribute to the implementation of this plan. Firstly, we are working and will continue to work to help bridge the legislative gap in the implementation of counterterrorism commitments. It is of capital importance that parliaments be mobilized in support of key international commitments, and the UN Secretary General's plan of action is one such commitment. As the World Organization of Parliaments, the Interparliamentary Union will continue to build awareness among the parliamentary community on these commitments and to encourage parliaments to incorporate them in their frameworks and national action plans. Our ongoing efforts to promote African Parliament's implementation of the Resolution 1540 are a specific case in point in this regard. Secondly, we believe that Goal 16 of the Sustainable Development Goals provides an important framework for resolving the root causes of violent extremism. Indeed, we are focusing on strengthening the institutions of democratic governance, including parliaments. The IPU and its member parliaments are convinced that the success of the Sustainable Development Goals hinges on democracy, human rights, and public institutions that are strong, effective, and accountable. Time and again, we have seen how countries with weak and non-inclusive parliaments have slipped into violence and instability, opening the door to violent extremism. We are therefore committed to Goal 16 on peace, justice, and strong institutions. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I also want to stress the importance of political empowerment of the youth. We have just been to Lusaka, where the theme of the conference that we were organizing was empowering the youth. And I see on the podium the UN Secretary General's envoy on youth, who was very prominent at that meeting. He can testify to the enthusiasm with which parliaments and young MPs in particular are keen to come up with innovative solutions to work as agents of change and transformation. It is therefore important in this effort to combat extremism that the youth are properly empowered politically and economically. Mr. Chairman, time does not allow me to give you the full range of ways in which we want to contribute to this endeavor, but I just want to say that we stand behind the international community, we stand behind the UN Secretary General, and it is our moral duty to work together to secure a world that is more peaceful and safe for posterity. Thank you very much.